Well, we're seeing the similarities are that in 2009, H1N1 was the primary circulating strain. It is the primary circulating strain now, meaning that it's the most common bug out there for influenza. And we know that this particular type of influenza hits young, middle-aged people much harder than the elderly population that we traditionally think of as being at greatest risk.
Mm-hmm. And right now you were saying that it also appears that the actual vaccine appears to be a pretty good match, right?
Right. The H1N1 that's circulating is matched to the strain that is in the vaccine. So it should be a good match. We don't know until the end of the season how good the match is. And, you know, I always say it's not a perfect vaccine, but it's the best one we have. And it does appear to be a good match.
Rather interesting to note when we look at the peak of the flu season, you're thinking that we might peak this week, but we actually have it, and it seems to be a very long stretch of flu activity.
Huh? It has been. It hasn't been a very high volume stretch, so we're not seeing the numbers that we saw last year, but it just is going on and on. You know, typically, we peak within 6 or 7 weeks of when we start seeing significant activity. And this year, we've now been increasing for 9 weeks. So it's a very unusual year in that it seems to be sort of a slow, lingering flu season, not that rapid influx and then decrease. So, but as we've always said, every flu season is different.
And rather interesting to note, I mean, we've heard of deaths this season because of the flu. However, you know, you pointed out to the legislators here that not every instance of death might have been reported right now, right?
That's correct. So there are different reporting mechanisms. It is a law to report to a local health department if a child dies, but it is not a law to report if an adult dies of influenza. So we're fortunate that we have a great relationship with our hospitals here, and they have told us when they are aware of an influenza-associated death, they're reporting it to us, even though they are not legally required to. So that's very, very helpful. But it is certainly possible that there are some deaths that either go unrecognized as influenza deaths, or that because it's not a requirement, we just don't hear about it.
So right now, if you haven't had your flu shot, would it still be effective to go ahead and do that right now if people are on the fence?
So the recommendations for flu shots are that you should get a flu shot as long as there is any influenza activity. I mean, of course, I feel very strongly that I wish everybody had gotten their flu shots months ago. That's the best way to protect ourselves and to protect our community. But given that we haven't peaked yet, and given that once we peak, and we may have peaked this week, I won't know until next week, but given that we expect at least 6 more weeks of some level of flu activity after we peak, we should assume that we're going to have influenza in our community for at least another 6 weeks, minimum. It takes 2 full weeks to get the flu to have the flu shot be effective. So if you do get your flu shot today, if you haven't yet, you should definitely get it. If you do get your flu shot today, there's still a chance that you're going to get influenza because it takes 2 weeks to be fully effective.